DACA was put into place under the Obama administration to allow children of immigrants brought to the U.S. when they were minors temporary legal status to attend college, get a job, and join the military. Mo Hickey has been involved in the Park City Education Foundation efforts to help undocumented children and young adults apply and pay for the $495 DACA card. When the repeal was announced, a coalition of the Ed Foundation, Immigration Legal Services, and Simple Citizen, the online DACA application software company, formed to help local DACA cardholders obtain renewal. Hickey says through donations, they were able to pay for about 30 renewals and provide legal guidance in renewing another 40.
Majority was private donors who all contributed to an account set up at the Park City Ed Foundation. We used them for the accounting purposes. And it was gifts ranging from $50 to $10,000. Matter of fact, we had one family where they had put everything on a credit card because they didn't have the money initially, and we were like, well, let's take care of that.
They originally started the assistance program in the spring of 2017 before the Trump administration announced the repeal of DACA.
And this program, to remind everybody, started really not because we knew that the administration was going to take action. We felt that the $495 was prohibitive, and this was really initially to help kids get their first applications in.
Hickey says the timing of hurricanes and natural catastrophes has taken attention away from the impact the repeal has on many hundreds of thousands of people studying and working in the U.S.
What they've really done, which was, I'm still concerned about, is they've only given us, even the renewals right now are only for the six-month window between September 5th, 2017 and March 5th, 2018. So if you have a renewal date of March 6th, 2018, at the moment, you can't renew.
Hickey is hopeful Congress will pass a bill to put a permanent DACA law in place.
Senator Hatch, for example, has a proposed bill on the table, and I think there's three sponsors to the bill. Chuck Schumer, I don't know if his name's attached to it, but I know there's a Democratic bill. And all of the bills are to extend the DACA program. And actually codify it into law. So right now it's an executive order, or it was. So this would actually put it on, as a congressionally approved law, is the hope.
Based on recent messaging from the White House and Congress, the future of DACA is uncertain. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.